Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hurts lines them up. They're looking like they're going for the tush push. Hurts. Calling. Still calling. He sneaks. He's pushed, he's in. Touchdown. Dallas Goedert with a big push from behind. And the Eagles break the ice of Super Bowl 59.
You know what that was, Hugh?
What's that?
That was
last time.
That was the last one.
This may be my last time.
And we didn't even realize it at the time.
May be my last time.
Have some faith, fellas.
I don't have any faith.
I was making phone calls.
But Goodell's got more power. He's going to get this thing out of the game.
The simple fact that we had to make phone calls should tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, that's a good point by Hugh. Well, does that tell you that we're in a position of power if we're calling around? It feels to me like we're hoping.
Kyle, when you have to make phone calls, that means that before you got that little bitty birdie told you that you needed to make the phone calls, that it wasn't going in your favor.
Or it's just like the prudent thing to do.
No.
If they think that,
I don't know if we have the votes.
Well, right. But I don't know if we know for certain either way. But I think how we might have said, why don't I try to plant a few seeds here and there? You don't know.
I don't know
if they had to make the calls, but they did, right? I don't think making the calls means that they had to.
I tell you a little story. And when
another story, we're gonna find out you broadcasted something else.
No, dude. I remember like when I was about to get fired from ESPN. Right,
wearing a suit.
Yeah. I remember. I sat at home and they said, "Hey, just don't come to work today." Right. So I got a phone call. This is why I feel like the tush push is going away. Stephen A. Smith called me. He said, "Yo, they're out to get you." Mm-hmm. He said, "You need to call somebody." Because, the story was going around that I was drunk. Like, he was like, he was drunk at the party, whatever, and I wasn't. But that was the story that Jamil and Mike was telling. So I remember Stephen A. called me and said, "Hey, man, you need to call somebody because they're out to get you." He said, "I don't know. I wasn't there, so I can't say anything, but you need to call some people that were there." And that's when I got on the phone. And I called people that knew that I was there that saw me.
You were doing some lobbying.
I had to. Because at that point, they were saying one thing and I had nobody that saw me. So I made some phone calls. So when I did that, they moved off of that narrative. They moved away from that because that was the initial narrative.
You got
some
votes.
Yeah,
so the calls worked.
I got some votes. So the calls worked. So that's why you're calling.
But the point he's making is he was in a deficit, so he had to try to even it out.
Yeah, I had to even out.
So
okay.
We might be in a deficit.
Yeah, here's my
deficit.
Spin.
The spin?
Yeah, I got a spin.
On
that
WIP?
Was not a spin.
The fact that they haven't given up on this means that they think there's a chance it can stay if they do the right thing and make the calls.
I agree with that. And there is a chance. I just feel like Goodell's got the most power, and he's going to get this thing out of the NFL.
Does he?
Yeah,
the owners have the power over Goodell.
He's the commissioner of the league.
But he works for the owners.
He does, but he could provide them what they want if they provide him what he wants.
But look, Jeffrey Lurie's probably got a lot of cachet up in there now.
He calling in favors.
Yeah.
By the way,
so that's what I'm saying. You got to call in the favors.
I agree.
Right. Because you're in a deficit.
But that doesn't mean that it's over. I think it's a good thing that they feel like they're in a position where they can make calls and convince some people.
I hope you're right on this. 215-592-9494. By the way, I need the list when this thing is done. I want every vote public because I need to know who's an enemy of the Eagles.
Oh, and we are going to check them off on the schedule in the mirror.
State.
I want to know who the enemy of the state is.
We're going to do a tush push offenders.
Yes.
Check in.
Yeah. I want to have a picture of all of them in this room here so we can see them during the season. I mean, we already know some. Like, obviously, McDermott is a big old baby. We know that, Sean McDermott. McVay is against it. LaFleur, the Packers. We know some of them. But there's those teams that we're not sure about. Like, they're kind of hiding in plain sight.
Cowboys. We sure about the Cowboys?
Well, I imagine the Cowboys are going to vote against the Eagles.
You have got to be smoking something.
Come on, Hugh. Jerry Jones is going to vote for
the
Eagles.
Why don't we start bribing people?
We got the Bucks, though. We had the Bucks.
Todd Bowles seems like a stand-up guy.
Mm-hmm. Todd Bowles. Mm-hmm.
But it's not the coaches that vote.
We might have the Saints.
He's right, though. It's not the coaches that vote.
We might have the Saints,
like,
right?
Even if Kellen Moore is like on Sirianni's side, the owner says, dude, I just hired you. I don't care what you think.
Plus,
I want this out.
At the original owner's meeting in March, I think the coaches and the owners are there. So maybe like there could be a little vague who's in charge. This is just the owners, I believe. I don't think the coaches go to this thing. This is like an owner's thing. So who cares what the coach wants? The owner's
So he's calling around trying to get.
All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of enemies of the tush push, Frankie Louvu, Hugh was referencing this earlier. Here's what he had to say about this whole thing.
Is it unfair and should the league ban it?
Yeah, I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum too on the other side. And the scrum is, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where. You know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Calling it a cheat code play is such a loser mentality by Frankie Louvu. Come on.
No, the fact that he brought up Jordan Mailata's name specifically.
Like he can't, what am I going
to
do?
And then tried to equate it to rugby.
Yep.
And then talk about the scrum. In a scrum, everybody's in the scrum. It's not like that in NFL. Mm-hmm. It's not a scrum because everybody, from what I remember, everybody's in the scrum.
And you're a veteran of broadcasting rugby, as we found
is
out
that what it is?
Well, you told us.
No, you're on the line of scrimmage and you're trying to stop the play. Low man, the bottom line is this. In the NFL, low man win. That has always been the rule. That rule has never changed. You ask anybody that has ever played the game, coach going to tell you, low man always win.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, the Eagles are getting lower than the opponents that they're playing against. And this is where I would probably push back on Frankie Louvu just a little bit. You're right. It is. You just got to either get them out of that position where they actually run the play or stop it. The Jacksonville Jaguars stopped it. And you know what? The biggest thing that I recall, if I'm not mistaken, didn't the Falcons stop it one play?
I think you might be right on that, yeah.
But the thing that stuck out to me when the Jaguars stopped it is the size of their linemen. They had the bigger lineman that could push back against the lineman of the Philadelphia Eagles. See, I think that's where the differential comes in at, is the fact that normally the tush push has more success when you're going against teams that have, like, relatively smaller lines, and they're able to get pushed back. Remember when we played Chris Jones, and he tried to do something crazy?
Oh, he went, like, sideways.
Yeah,
and he hurt his neck.
He hurt himself.
Yeah.
I think that's the way you combat it. I don't know, because every time I see the tush push, there's something different that I see that they do each time, you know. So it's one of those things, man, where if you just can't stop it, just say you can't stop
it. Well, it feels like Frankie Louvu's doing that there. He called it a cheat code. And that just means you're not good enough at stopping it. There's nothing cheating about the play. It's a football play. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94-Octane. If you have peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94-Octane. We'll do Tree Card 94 only at Sunoco. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. We'll get to a lot of Phillies coming up. Schwarber with his 300 home run, a win last night. The Phillies are playing some good baseball. Big win last night to start a series. out in Colorado. At 12 o'clock today, Debate Days really gets rolling on the Midday Show. Paul Jolovitz live in studio.
All right, Jolly.
Are you rooting for Jolly Hugh?
No, I haven't seen him.
Could be honest.
Come on now. I'm excited to see Jolly because I haven't seen Jolly in years.
Well, we're going to see him at 12 live in studio for him against me in a big debate. So we'll get to that coming up. Your phone calls right now on the Tush Push. Gut feeling. Is it gone? Have we seen the last of Tush Push?
I got a feeling.
Yeah, my gut feeling is this thing is
tonight
out.
Is not going to be a good night.
Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
I love this topic today. It's right. It's my jam, man.
Well, Tush Push Talk.
Yeah, I played. I played football through college, and then I discovered rugby later in life.
I played prop. Yes.
You know, and a prop, you know, I don't know if anybody knows. A prop is basically Jordan Mailata. You know, you're on the front line, and Hugh is right. A scrum is completely different than the tush push. Mm-hmm. Football, again, it's all about leverage. Low man wins. In rugby, you're just trying to push the guys off the ball to send the ball back to your hooker, who's gonna pitch the ball out. So it's two completely different things.
Yeah, they got hookers in rugby.
Yep.
It's
what?
Yeah, it's something different though. They like ball carry. They're like running backs, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they don't hang out. Yeah, they don't hang out the street corner. They hang out behind the scrum, and then they're looking to get the ball out.
They're called hookers.
I would have rode him until he told me no. Yeah.
Well, because they're the bigger, faster dudes. If I'm not I don't want to talk out of turn, Aaron, because it's been a while.
But you broadcasted it.
No, but Aaron played it though. Like I got to give him his props.
Yeah,
he played the game.
But you were the broadcaster. Oh, go ahead, Aaron.
Let me tell you something, it has one of the greatest initiations into a sport where it's called shoot the boot. And when you a touchdown in football, they call it a try in rugby. And when you score your first try in rugby, they find the biggest, fattest guy on the team. They take his cleat off. They take a beer and they fill that beer. Hmm. You know, they fill that cleat with the beer. And then you got to shoot the boot.
Well, what does this have to do with the tush push, though? With the tush push?
I don't give a shit.
He's trying to give you some perspective on rugby.
I know. I get it. I get it. It's a lot.
Yeah, who cares?
It's a lot. Because you guys are rugby guys.
I'm just saying. I'm with you, Aaron. Aaron's trying to bring people behind the curtain. He's trying to pull the curtain back. What do you think about the tush push?
Is it gone?
Hugh, here's the problem, okay? We got Joe Giglio, who his highlight of the night is going home and eating some cauliflower. You know, he doesn't have the guts to go out and try the Irish step dance and go out and try to broadcast rugby.
Guts.
You keep doing what you're doing.
I broadcasted a show from the Schuylkill while this guy ran for the hills.
No.
Speaking of guts.
I got to give him his props, dog, because he's a real one. He sat there while we were about to be in a monsoon.
Hugh Douglas is up and running.
And he was running away.
And I left.
that was pretty funny. Apparently the the waves were lapping up against the SS Douglas's ankles, and he sank like a ton of bricks, right?
He did. All right, so what's your gut feeling? Is the tush push gone?
So here's the thing. It doesn't matter if it's gone or not. Here's what I can guarantee you. I think it's going to go. it's going to go. But here's the thing. Is I can guarantee right now that Sirianni is at Stoutland University right now in the laboratories, and this is going to be the year of one Ty Robinson. They're going to reinvent the tush push, and this kid by the end of the season is going to be have Jason Kelce standing.
The vanilla gorilla? The vanilla gorilla is going to be part of the offense? All right, maybe. And maybe it'll work, but it's going to be gone, Aaron. Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. Unfortunately, however they're going to work around, and I do think they could work around. I don't think it's going to crush the 2025 Eagles, but it feels like we are setting up now, and the gut feeling I have is this thing is gone. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, before we go any further, can we tell people about a prize we have to give away? We have a $100 gas card to Sunoco. Get the highest low performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. And very often when we have a great prize like this, we play a game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Clues and you.
All right, before I get this started, I want to give a shout out to you people. Mm-hmm. The you people on the YouTube, because you're going to be triggered by this first guest. Not guest, guest, but the first guest. Huh? You're going to be a little triggered.
Clue, you mean?
Yeah, well, I guess not their first guest. It's my first clue.
Okay,
you're first.
You butchered it.
I mean, but you got like, this is the first time I've ever butchered anything on the station. It's like. It's like one or two a week. What are you talking about?
A week, a day,
or whatever. However you want to parcel it out, it happens a lot. So I don't know why anybody's surprised. You know what I mean? But okay, this is the first.
I'm gonna let you cook. Go ahead.
Y'all ready?
Yes.
Are you really ready?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm ready.
This place is a chain. It's an establishment that's a chain. It's a lot of them.
A chain? Are you serious?
Oh, they're going to love
it. Hey, Joe, dead ass.
Do you know how many chains there are? Anything that's not a mom and pop store is a chain.
It's a chain.
What are you doing?
It's the first clue. Right. Listen, what are we giving away again? The gas card, right?
$100. It said 94, but we don't do that.
Listen, I'm not trying to make it easy for you to get gas. It ain't easy for me to get gas.
It is actually, you have to pay for it, but it is pretty easy to get gas.
But that ain't easy. I'd rather somebody give me $100 worth of free gas. I can't be a part of it. So I'm going to make it hard for everybody else.
It's going to be difficult. That's what you're saying? All right. 215-592-9494.
You got to work for it.
9494. That's the phone number. Gut feeling on the tush push. Is it gone? The NFL owners are going to vote between today and tomorrow to either keep this thing in the NFL for 2025 or change the rule. And the new wording on it is going back to the old way, back 20 years ago, when you couldn't push or pull anyone, any ball carrier, anywhere on the field. Where do you come down? I feel like the change of the wording is going to spur this to be out. And the fact that Howie Roseman and the Eagles are calling around tells me they're nervous. They're trying to get some votes here. My gut feeling is the tush push is a goner. Jolly's going to be in studio at 12 for a Jolly versus Giglio debate, as we'll debate Andrew Painter and how the Phillies should use him when he arrives to the major leagues. And Hugh Clues, first clue today for a $100 gift card to Sunoco. It's a chain.
The chain. It's like a lot of them.
You hear all the people out there disappointed?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They'll be all right. Mm. Well, they're probably going to call me, I'm pretty sure on the YouTube, they're probably calling me mean and hurtful names.
Oh, there's no question.
It does not buy. Mm. They can do that every day, though.
I'll just a little bit.
not really.
Jay in West Philly up. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, you.
Yes.
Your clues is akin to insider trading, man. Because it's a gas car. And I think you're trying to get it for yourself, man.
I can't. But see,
I agree, Jay.
I would love to, but I can't. You know, so I just got to make it difficult for everybody else. And you know what else it is, Jay? I'm not going to lie. Jay, you know what it is?
I know you're trying to get that gas card.
I want to get the gas card, but I like living rent-free in the youth people's head. Because they get so mad. I love that.
Hold on, but you said a chain of what? Stores?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He didn't even give you that. It's just a chain.
It's a chain of stores.
Oh, see, you didn't say that. You just said it's a chain.
I know, I did. But see, I did that on purpose. I did that on purpose.
You're just being difficult now.
Trading, boy.
Well, at least you got that out of me.
What do you got, Jack?
Hey, Julio, please, today, get some coffee, do something, get your mind right. You cannot lose to this dude.
Oh, Jolly? No, I'm not worried about
that. Don't let him keep talking because he's going to put people to sleep. That's what he do on the weekends when his show comes.
Oh, we don't got to do that. We don't got to rip Jolly in his show. I love Jolly.
I'm not ripping him. I'm just stating the facts. But
he said he's just stating the facts.
Hold on. Nobody's sleeping today.
No, Jolly's going to bring the energy today. There's no question.
I don't know, man. Look, because the weekends after I come in, from the club, right to sleep. No nuts.
Should I have an espresso before Jolly comes in? Should I caffeine up?
Everything. Keep your eyes awake because that's what he's going to do. That's his speak tactic. He's going to talk to lull you to sleep. Then he's going to say, I win.
Well, now we won't let that happen. There will be plenty of energy, Jay. Jay, I got this. I debate with you twice or three times a week. I'm ready to go.
I don't like the side of the argument. I don't. I don't agree with what you're going for, but you just can't lose the job.
Well, that's all. I got it. No worries, Jay. I'll take care of it. Jay, what do you got? You got a guess for us for Hughes Clues? You can't let him win.
No, it's too early for you, man. Too early for you. A chain or what?
I said it's a chain. It's a chain of stores. It's a chain of stores. I forgot that last part of the clue.
What's the place you like to go to now there? Bucky's.
Ooh, that's a good guess. Not it, but Jay.
Ooh, you know, they're opening a Bucky's in Virginia.
Yeah, road trip?
It's like 200 miles away.
We road tripping?
Yeah, when it opened at the end of this month.
Oh, let's go.
Wait a minute. What is this month again?
Today's May. It's May.
No, it's June.
It's not it's May. It's not June. Oh,
no,
you're saying
June.
It's the end
it's
of June.
This is opening in the June.
End of next month.
Yes.
Not this month.
Not this month.
Are we road tripping?
Oh, yeah. You know it.
You know what? We have some remote shows coming up for some great golf tournaments. Why don't we ask for a remote show from Bucky's in Virginia?
It's too far away.
What do you mean?
It's like 200 miles.
Yeah, but we'll just go down there and do a show.
They ain't going to let us go to Virginia for 200 miles.
I think after all the talk, all the free advertising you've given Bucky's, they should pay us something to go down there. 215-592-9494. Elliot is up on WIP. What's up, Elliot?
Yeah, I think they're going to ban the tush push because 31 of the 32 owners have an incentive to do so. So it doesn't even come down to whether it's a football play, rugby play. It's one team can do something the others can't. And so that makes them a better team. So let's take it away from them.
I agree, Elliot. There's an element of jealousy. There's an element of what can I gain from it. And you're right. I mean, only one team does it to a great extent. That's the Eagles. And the ironic part is the team that ran it probably the second most the last couple of years is Buffalo. And they want it out too. So like they're the only other team that uses it a good amount and they don't even want it anymore.
Yeah. And, I mean, just to clarify the rugby situation, the hooker is between the props. He hooks the ball back to the scrum half, who then gets it out to the players. And if you're looking for a comparison, the most likely comparison is what they call a maul in rugby, is when you're carrying the ball, you're contacted by the opposing team, you stay up, then your players are allowed to push you down the field while the other team is trying to push you also down the field while you try to get the ball back. So if anyone's talking about rugby, the play that's closest to it, which it's not really the same, would be a maul. And if you want to watch some rugby, the European Championship is on this Saturday. So if you want to watch some of the best rugby in the world, you can watch it this Saturday.
Hugh, are you broadcasting this Saturday?
No, I'm not. No, but I'm a way to break it down, man, because I feel like because that's the argument that people are using to compare this to, and it's ignorant, for lack of a better way of saying it, because rugby's no joke. It's a lot more physical than people give it credit. It really is.
I played it in college, and I played it for 10 years afterwards, and I totally agree with you. It's not a joke. It's a great game, and there are a few aspects of football that are like it, but it's really not the same game.
It's a standalone game. Like seriously, and I'm not saying that because, you know, I'm advocating for the tush push.
No.
But I guarantee you that if anybody's ever done that and it has been in the scrum, they would have a better perspective.
You're not advocating for the tush push?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to tell you it's not the same thing.
Like independent, he said.
Yeah, independent, yeah.
Well, you are a tush push guy.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, because as soon as they hike the ball, I mean, all those guys would technically be offside in rugby. You can't block in rugby. So that's the main thing.
Are you saying Aaron had no idea what he was talking about?
So I could hear it. Elliot knows more about this.
Well, he was trying to, he was clarifying. See, that why y'all got call the crime?
No, I'm just assessing who knows more about
that. That's what he said on the phone to me.
So far, the rugby knowledge rankings, Elliot 1, Aaron 2, Hugh 3. I mean, I know Hugh says he broadcasted it, but we don't believe it. All right, Ellie, what's your guess? A chain, says Hugh Douglas. What's the place?
It's so early, but I go Dick's Sporting Goods.
Dick's Sporting
that
Goods.
That is a
Elliot,
really good guess.
Well, you know what? This actually might not be that bad of a clue. At least we had a couple people guess some chains so far. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. Your gut feeling on the Tush Push. What's your gut telling you? Is it out? Will it be banned? I think it's gone. 215-592-9494. Your guess is for Hughes Clues. His first clue was it's a chain. Plus, we got to get to the Phillies last night. I believe there's a new number one hitter when it comes to players on this team. That's next. Phillies win. They have the best record in the NL. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.